This is Dr. Omoto dictating a follow-up. Please use a follow-up template. Patient last name is Leasau, L-E-A-S-A-U. First name is Carol, C-A-R-O-L. Date of birth is October 1, 1961. Date of service is October 31, 2023. Referring provider is Jyoti Ratti, J-Y-O-T-H-I space R-A-T-T-I-N-D. Next line, 1133. East Stanley Boulevard, number 203, Livermore, California, 94550. Chief complaint. Requesting antibiotics for her cold. Subjective, this is a 62-year-old Caucasian female with a history of rheumatoid arthritis who has requested appointment in order to get antibiotics for her chest cold, period. Next paragraph. I last spoke with her in September where she indicated that she has fractured her ankle, period. She has not been able to do a blood test because she was housebound, period. On October 1st, comma, when her daughter had called her to wish her a happy birthday, comma, she apparently acted very confused, so the family member was concerned about her health, so she has taken her to the hospital, period. At that time, she was taking Humira, 40 milligram weekly, as every other weekly dosing wasn't controlling her rheumatoid arthritis, period. She was also taking prednisone, 10 milligram per day, period. At the hospital, comma, she was diagnosed with a UTI, but she was kept in the hospital for 12 days while she was getting antibiotics treatment, period. She informed me that she was confused and wanted to take her oxygen off, so she was put on a mitten, a self-restraint to avoid it, period. Next paragraph, she has come to stay with her family so she can recuperate better, period. Next paragraph, she has not been taking Humira since she was ill in the beginning of October, and she has not resumed prednisone either, period. Since she came to stay with her children, comma, she immediately come down with a chest cold, period. She has cough and but no fever, period. This seems to happen every time she comes to visit her family who has small children who goes to school, period. She states that nobody else in the family is actually ill, period. In the past, comma, she has given Augmentin and inhaler as needed to help her get through his upper respiratory infection, period. She states that she has not checked for her COVID status for this cold, period. Past medical history, hypertension, next coronary artery disease, comma, status post stent, next hypothyroidism, next rheumatoid arthritis, comma, osteoarthritis, next history of leukopenia, comma, thrombocytopenia, an enlarged spleen, comma, history of leukopenia, comma, thrombocytopenia, and anemia, comma, she is suspected to have Felty syndrome, F-E-L-T-Y syndrome. Next, current medication, she was discharged home with iron pills. Next, her Humira has been held since the beginning of October, period. Next, prednisone, 5 to 10 milligram on a daily basis, comma, however, she has not taken it since she was ill in early October. Next, irbesartan, that spells IRBSARTAN. Next, metoprolol. Next, aspirin. Next, insulin. Next, repaglinide. REPAGLINIDE. Next, radio system. Per template, please change a respiratory to cough and shortness of breath. Next, please change a joint. Patient complaining of diffuse joint pain everywhere. Now she has not taken any rheumatoid arthritis medication for almost a month. Objective, in general, patient is alert and oriented and not in acute distress. Diagnostic data, none. Impression number one, rheumatoid arthritis, comma. She has been suffering gradual worsening since September 2022. And she has been switching back and forth between Humira and Enbrel, but most recently Enbrel, every weekly dosage period. She also used prednisone as needed to control her joint pain period. Next, recent history of infection, comma. She states that it was UTI, but I suspect it's possibly urosepsis given she was in the hospital for 12 days and she has delirious episodes, period. Next, history of Celtic syndrome with low white cell count and low platelet count, period. Next, history of leukopenia from a side effects of Xeljanz, X-E-L-J-A-N-Z, period. Next, degenerative arthritis of knee, comma, workman comp doctor is taking care of this issue. Recent upper respiratory infection. Recommendation number one, I will send a prescription of Augmentin, 875 mg/150 mg twice a day for 7 days, comma, albuterol inhaler, comma, and prednisone. 5 mg tablets, but she will start with 10 mg per day for 1 week and then wean down to 5 mg per day, period. Next, she would take a COVID test today, and if she tests positive for COVID, comma, she would contact my office right away so I can call in for Paxlovid, P-A-X-L-O-V-I-D, period. Next, we need to hold off on resuming Humira as she is suffering from infection currently, period. However, when we resume, we will likely to resume at once every 2 weeks, period. Next, for her usage of prednisone for her current upper respiratory infection, comma, she will try the inhaler first, but if it's not enough to alleviate her chest symptom, comma, then she may use the prednisone, period. Next, she has follow-up appointment November 14th as scheduled, and we will keep that to follow up on her condition, period. This is the end of the patient.